Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
How much will the war in the Ukraine reduce the nation's crop production and crop exports? Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
It's hard to believe that it's been 2.5 months since we were shocked by this news.
The initial phase of a full-scale invasion of Ukraine by Russia's military is underway.
And because Ukraine has been a major producer and exporter of corn, wheat, and sunflower oils to the world.
Clearly, you know, there is a ton of interest in Ukraine right now and a ton of uncertainty.
Oh, yes. USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Chekanowski, to cut that uncertainty down a bit, his group has come out with projections for Ukrainian crop production. First of all, he says, remarkably,
there is currently, despite the war, there's field work going on. There's crops being planted. There's wheat getting ready to be harvested.
But not at full production levels, of course. USDA analysts also looked at whether or not Ukrainian farmers had the seeds and other inputs to put in a crop and the freedom to take care of and harvest crops. So with all of those factors in mind, here's Outlook Chairman Jekanowski with the USDA production estimates.
For sunflower seed production of about 11 million metric tons, that's down about 37% from last year. Wheat production at about 21.5 million metric tons. That's down 35% from last year. And corn production at 19.5 million metric tons. That's down about 54% from last year.
So Mark says a definite reduction in output.
But given the field work that we've been able to observe and the data from Ministry of Agriculture and elsewhere suggesting that work is happening, we have some optimism they're going to be able to produce a crop of non-trivial magnitude.
But how much of that non-trivial production will make it out of the country into export? Mark says his analysts do not foresee Ukraine's Black Sea ports being opened up anytime soon. That would mean moving crops by rail to other ports.
But certainly not at the types of volumes historically that they've been able to do.
For example, for corn, USDA is forecasting Ukraine may be able to move as much as 9 million tons of corn out of the country by rail.
Down 14 million from last year.
But again, Mark says it's easier to forecast Ukrainian crop production than it is to forecast how much of those crops will make it out of the country, or as Mark puts it,
just another level of uncertainty.
It certainly is. This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here again on Monday.